Disney Studios today releases the traditionally animated movie Lilo and Stitch. The look of the movie is old school. Disney even opted for hand-painted watercolor backgrounds. That's a technique last seen in the 1941 classic Dumbo. But Lilo and Stitch is an anomaly in the animated world where computers have assumed a bigger role over the last few years. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports.
Audiences caught their first glimpse of CGI, or computer-generated imagery, during 1986 in two films, Disney's Great Mouse Detective and Pixar's short Luxo Jr. But computers weren't truly noticed by feature film audiences until nearly a decade later. In 1995, Disney released the first film to be animated entirely by computers, Toy Story.
You are a toy! You weren't the real Buzz Lightyear, you're an action figure!
Audiences adored the new 3D look of computer-generated imagery seen in the Pixar Studios film. Toy Story earned over $192 million at the box office, making it the highest-grossing film of the year. Supervising animator Pete Docter says the choice to do a movie about children's toys was inspired by what the technology was capable of back then, a very plastic look.
And so we thought, well, let's make our main characters plastic. You know, let's make a film about plastic guys. And so it really worked out well. Now, of course, years later, we have monsters with these organic characters, Sullivan with, 3.2 million individual hairs all over his body. That was stuff we couldn't have done even two, 3 years ago because of the amount of detail that's in there.
Docter says, though CGI technology has improved tremendously, there's still a certain magic that no machine can capture.
It's like a Hirschfeld caricature. He can draw people that look more like them than a photograph does. He captures an essence to them. And I think two-dimensional animation has that power.
There are a number of factors driving the decision to use hand-drawn or CGI animation. One of particular importance to studio heads is time. Ann Daly is head of animation at DreamWorks SKG, which recently released the film Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. Though the look of the film is hand-drawn, Daly says without CGI, the film would still be in production.
And probably would be for the next couple of years. So computers give you a way to actually create a much richer look in a much more cost-efficient and shorter time.
The tension between budget and box office draw has made the animation industry a bit of a roller coaster ride over the past few years. In the late 80s and early 90s, Disney produced a string of hand-drawn blockbusters, hitting its peak with The Lion King, the top-grossing animated film of all time. It wasn't long before other major studios tried to replicate Disney's success and scrambled to find traditional animators. Steve Hewlett of the Screen Cartoonists Union in Los Angeles says just a few years ago, salaries for animators skyrocketed.
Because everybody had jumped into the traditional animated feature competition. Warner Brothers was in it, Fox was in it, DreamWorks was starting up. And so we saw animator salaries go up to $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a week, and some people were making more than that.
But that boom didn't last long. Films such as Disney's The Emperor's New Groove and Fox's Anastasia turned out to be flops. Disappointed with poor box office results, most studios cut back on their animation departments or eliminated them entirely. The move towards CGI seems to have put an extra squeeze on traditional animators. Doug Crone worked as a character animator with Disney for more than 23 years. Crone says over the past decade, Disney has grown to rely on computers to do much of the technical work typically done by entry-level artists. He says it used to take 100 animators to do a feature film. Now it only takes 30. Disney has recently let go of hundreds of animators. Crone lost his job in February.
Most people know that their jobs are no longer very secure, that traditional animation is not going to be a mainstay. So there's a great deal of insecurity, I would say, within the ranks there.
However, Thomas Schumacher, president of Walt Disney Feature Animation, says the studio's recent layoffs shouldn't be blamed on computers, but rather on a need to cut back on extraordinarily high labor costs. He also insists that traditional animation isn't dying out. Schumacher says what animation fans are most likely to see more of in the future is a hybrid of traditional and CGI animation, what some call tradigital. Many in the industry agree that as audiences become more accustomed to seeing the work of computers on the silver screen, viewers will begin to notice less how the film was made and focus more on the story, which, says Disney's Thomas Schumacher, is what going to see an animated film should be all about.
The fact that an artist can sit down with a blank screen or a blank piece of paper and make you believe that character, laugh with that character, cry with that character. That alchemy is fantastic. And I don't care whether it's a pencil or a cursor, I love to watch it.
Disney's next traditional release due out this fall is called Treasure Planet. The film will feature both hand-drawn and computer-generated animation. DreamWorks SKG also has a digital film due out this fall called Sinbad. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.